Well, here we are. It is Saturday. We're right bang slap in the middle of the weekend. Hopefully going well for you so far. You're very welcome along. It's the 21st of May. We have a brand new mystery voice for you today. And I'm being as kind as I possibly can. We'll give you more details on that in the next wee while. Stand by for that. The 21st of May, GSFM. What was happening on this day down through the years? In 1819, bicycles were seen in the US in New York City for the first time. They were originally known as Swift Walkers. Didn't know that. In 1945, on this day, Lauren Bacall and Humphrey Bogart were married. In 1969, John Lennon and Yoko Ono began a 10-day bed-in in Montreal's Queen Elizabeth Hotel. And oh, the Queen had a great time in Ireland. She had a wonderful time. Speaking of Queen Elizabeth, she's gone home since yesterday. And all is well, thankfully. 1975, Elton John became the first Western pop star to play in the USSR. In 1980, on this day, the movie The Empire Strikes Back was released. 1982, the British landed in the Falkland Islands and fighting began then and there. Finally, on this day in 1985, Marvin Gaye's Dream of a Lifetime was released. It was his last album. All happened on this day, 1985. No GSFM friends celebrating birthdays today. However, if you know somebody, we wish them well. And if it is yours, don't know why you don't know about it. Fats Waller was born on this day in 1904. The man who played Perry Mason and Ironside for many years, Raymond Burr, was born in 1917. Ronald Isley of the Isley Brothers, 1941. And we say happy birthday to Leo Sayer, who was born on this day in 1948. So there we go. Our mystery voice, a brand new one for you. Tell me who this is, please.
Well, just one is enough.
Oh, I think we know who that is.
Well, just one is enough.
There we go. I'd like your thoughts on it, please. Thank you kindly. I told you I'd tell you about colour blindness and all sorts of things, didn't I? Yes, in our useless fact. Well, the most senior crayon maker, Emerson Moser, retired after making 1.4 billion crayons for Crayola. It was then that he revealed that he was actually colourblind. Hence, I think we have all the lovely colours we have now. Tomorrow I'm going to tell you about the growth of American men. Don't even go there now. Stop it. Stop it. That's all for tomorrow for Sunday's GSFM. In the meantime, enjoy Saturday. Thank you for listening from me, Ger Sweeney, and the entire crew. And there is an entire crew at International Headquarters. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye now.